Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I'm not a betting guy, but for y'all that are, there's BetOnline. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL Mega Contest, the world's largest $200,000 NFL Survivor Contest, open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys, and if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. What's up, everybody? Welcome into another episode of Believe in Kentucky. My name is Vinny Hardy. It's Mizzou week. We got a great guest on here with us. UK tight end from 2015 to 2018. 80 total catches, 1,015 yards, 12 touchdowns. And if I mess those up, CJ Conrad is here to correct me on my stats. What's up, CJ?
How you doing, man? Thanks for having me. I think you're right.
Okay. I was trying to get my research straight.
Yeah, man. I think I just cracked 1,000 in my last game, so just barely. But yep, got it.
All right. Now, look, I saw a lot of former players tweeting and marveling at the offense. You know, even defensive guys. You know, Bohanna, like, man, where was Liam at when I was there? You've seen it all summer. You've already seen Cohen been there since you've been on the staff. Have you already gone through the process of imagining what you could have done in this offense? Man, if this was
I mean, you know, everything's twofold. And, you know, I love Coach Grant, and, you know, I loved my experience with him, and, you know, he won a lot of football games for us, and we did a lot of successful things, and we found ways to win football games, and I enjoyed it, you know, like heck. And but now being on the other side of things, being on the coaching side, it is really cool what we're doing offensively. You know, it's NFL scheme. We're just taking advantage of being able to run the football super well and hitting it with the play action pass. So I know our tight ends are really enjoying it, and I'm enjoying coaching it because it's an NFL scheme. And I think it really takes advantage of all the weapons you have on offense. So yeah, it's pretty cool stuff.
Got to talk about balance 7. We've been talking about it in the past few episodes for weekend warriors. Athletes who played at a high level and might have some wear and tear in the body, Balance 7 can help any and everybody. It's a pH balancing alkaline supplement drink. It's like vitamins or supplements in liquid form. Just 1 ounce three times a day, and in a week, you'll see the effects. We've talked about Lamar Odom, an older athlete, but he's making a return to play professional basketball, looking to try out for Pau Gasol's team there in Spain. He's been able to see the benefits of it, and you can see the benefits of it as well. You can see how Balance 7 has helped. And right now, if you go to balance7.com and use the promo code BELIEVE, you'll get $10 off their 32-ounce bottle. The bottle lasts 11 days, which is the perfect amount of time to fill the pH balancing drink or to work. Again, that's balance7.com and use the code BELIEVE at checkout. I did. If it worked for Lamar, it can work for you too.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Now, flashing back, you know, it is Missouri week, and how many fans still come up to you talking about the walk-off win you had there in Como a couple of years ago where you had
I'm glad I had that catch because that's like the only thing people talk to me about. It's like, oh man, I'm glad. Like, in the moment, I didn't know that it was as big as what it was, but like now, like going back, it's like, well, I'm glad I made that catch so people at least remember who I was.
Come on now.
No, it was good though. It's good. It's a great memory. Very proud of that. Just a great game to just a great season. And, you know, one of the memories I'll forever have with me, you know, just such a fun year, you know.
Sometimes fans will have a defining moment that they remember guys by. And that's not always that person, that player's favorite moment or favorite play, favorite memory. Is that the case with you, or is that walk off your favorite moment, favorite play?
It's definitely not the case with me. Definitely the case with me. That moment it's definitely a great one. Don't get me wrong. But personally, that game was very frustrating for the offense. We really struggled. It was not an enjoyable game from that aspect. I didn't personally actually play very well at all until that moment. And then overall, I just think that the Penn State game for me, the Florida game for me, and the Mississippi State game for me, all three in that exact season, top that game in my book. Just because I just thought it was an overall team victory, you know, it just felt so enjoyable from the moment we, you know, kicked off to the end. And so that part, I mean, the Missouri game, the defense, it was the defense and Lynn Bowden were the reason we won that game. And I was just, you know, very thankful to get the opportunity at the end of the game to make the play that I did. But, you know, definitely not. It's in my top five, but it's definitely not number one.
Right, right. I thought I'd heard you on other shows or podcasts even talking about that, how frustrating it was. Like, you guys were running off the field, and I thought you even said, like, we're apologizing to the defense. We're had like
– Oh, yeah, it's terrible. Terrible. I mean, people don't understand, like how good the defense was that game, how they, you know, didn't give up a single first down in the second half. And we just weren't doing anything offensively. I mean, we switched quarterbacks in the middle of the game, then went back with Terry, and he was awesome down the stretch, won us the game. Benny, actually, I think had under 100 yards that game. So he struggled a little bit. We just couldn't get anything going at all. And our defense was giving us such great opportunities. I mean, we were getting the ball in great field position, just couldn't do anything. So unbelievably frustrating game. So it's like, you know, it went from just so bad to so good so quickly. And but that was our season, you know. That's, we had a lot of really good players, a lot of good leaders that, you know, in the SEC, a lot of games are going to be won in the fourth quarter, and that's where your leaders step up and take you to the next level. And that we had it that year.
That's it. Now we fast forward to Missouri coming up this weekend, and ULM was an inferior opponent, beat them the way you were supposed to. Now that you're on the coaching side, was it hard to keep the guys from wanting to look ahead to Missouri? Was it hard to keep them focused on ULM, or is it
how do you? You know what? I don't believe so. One, I think we have a really good led team and our older team that know that we can't take any game for granted. We've lost to those games before. We lost the season opener my sophomore year against Southern Miss, so we can't take any game for granted. Two, I think that this new scheme, offensively at least, I can say that our guys are excited. You know, it's new. It's exciting, you know, especially our receivers are getting some big plays down the field. Overall, just there's a lot of excitement and confidence right now with the unit offensively. And, you know, it's fun to come to work every day and practice every day. And so I think the guys are just excited to, like, you know, have a little bit of a change and show their skills off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, you looking at the ULM game, how would you rate you know, what your group did, the tight ends. You know, we had Dingle jumping in there, getting a catch for 31 yards. What do you think overall of the production, what you saw from the guys?
I think they had a good game. You know, there's some things we can improve on, but I was overall pretty impressed with how physical they were. I thought they came out and they played super hard, and they were able to withstand that throughout the game. Justin Rigg had a really good game. Well, he's down about 10 pounds, and I've seen that benefit him within being able to withstand plays throughout the game. You know, tight end's a hard position. You're asked to run routes, especially in this offense, and then block as good as an offensive lineman. And you'll see you start to go downhill as the game goes on, the more tired you get. I think he's in the best shape of his career. So he had a really good game, and the catches will come. I'm not worried about that with him. And then overall, just everybody kind of got involved. Everybody ate towards the end. Dingle, you know, getting his first opportunity to catch a ball. I think Isaiah Cummings, I'm not sure if that was his first catch because he may have had one last year, but it was good to see him fly around. He's going to be a big impact player for us. And then Brennan Bates was just what Brennan Bates is, which is just a really good football player, really physical.
Absolutely. You mentioned Isaiah Cummings, and you know he's moved into the tight end room. On the field, you know, in your opinion, what's the hardest part of that for him to make that transition?
Well, you know, it's funny. When he originally made the transition, I wouldn't say I was skeptical, but I thought it would take a little longer for him. You know, he's got a ways to go, but I've seen receivers try to make that transition to tight end, and everybody just says it all the time. If you're 6'4", 220 pounds, you should just move to tight end. Mm-hmm. I agree, but it's not as easy as it looks. You know, it's a completely different game when you're in the box like that in a 3-point stance. It's a different view, and it's hard for a lot of kids. I've been very impressed with him. He's just a sponge. He wants to learn. He wants to get better. It's been really cool getting to know Isaiah more, I guess, because when he was a receiver, you know, I work with the tight end specifically. I work with the offense, but you don't get to spend as much time with each position group. And it's been awesome to get to know the kid. What a great kid. He has such a bright future, and he brings a little something to our group. He has some juice to him. He's got some really athletic for a tight end. And, you know, and he's been a lot more natural than I thought he would be in terms of blocking. You know, he wants to do it. We got to get his technique cleaned up, obviously, but he wants to do it. And that's been the coolest part, you know, like he's willing to do it all. We eased him in at first, you know, like me and Coach Merrow and Coach Cohen, like talked and, you know, said that we need to kind of spoon feed him. Let's not go crazy. Let's give him more of the passing plays, but it's got to get to the point where he can do it all, so it's not predictable out there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when he's just in the game, we're throwing the football. We don't want that for our offense, and we don't want that for the kid. But he's been picking up on it a lot quicker than we thought. So every week we're giving him more and more and more to make him, you know, one day complete.
Yeah, to have that total versatility, like you said, you're part lineman, part receiver. That's insane when you think about it.
Yeah, exactly. It is. It's it's hard. You know, it's hard to be really good at both. You know, most guys, you know, like I thought I was really good at the blocking part and just okay at the receiving part, you know, and, you know, everybody's got their strengths. You got to take advantage of it, you know?
Yeah. Now flipping over to Coach Stoops, not this past Monday, but last week, you know, I think in his press conference Monday afternoon, he said that it's kind of, I didn't even hear what the question was, but he said it's in vogue to be relatable. And he was, I guess, talking about, you know, other coaches maybe trying too hard to relate to players or connect with players, or maybe it's phony or it's fake. And he said, I've always kind of been who I am, and I haven't had to change my approach when it comes to interacting with players. But just that phrase is in vogue to be relatable now, with based on what we see now. You've known him since high school, so how can you speak to him being relatable and the staff and those guys since you've known him for so long?
Yeah, I mean, he's the same guy since I've met him, you know. And players see that, you know. These guys are smart kids, and, you know, all they want is consistency. You know, every person's a little different, but if you're the same person day in and day out, like, that goes a long way with these kids. And Coach Stoops is that type of guy. I mean, he's not phony. He is who he is, wears his emotions on his sleeve, and players appreciate that. He's honest with them, and he's just, you know, he's a player's coach. And, you know, it's just, I think that's what you want as a coach. You want a guy who, you know, one day is speaking to you a certain way, and the next day, you know, completely different guy. He's the same guy day in, day out.
And like you said, if it is fake, if it is phony, over the course of a season, day in and day out, your true colors are going to show. If you're not who you're trying to be, well, like you said, players will see right through it. And, you know, if you're trying to pull the wool over people's eyes, you won't be able to do it consistently.
Yep, exactly. You know, it's, yeah, exactly that. And, you know, guys just want the consistency, and they'll start believing in you, you know, and that's all you want. And they all believe in Coach Stoops because, you know, he preaches the same thing.
Absolutely. I got a hypothetical for you. If you're, you know, flashing back to being a player, you can be any down, any distance you want. You already see across the line that they're in man coverage. In this world, you get to make the checks, not the quarterback. You get to make all the audibles. You see they're in man. Coach Summerall is matched up across from you. What route are you giving him? What are you going to do? I mean, to score on him, is it option route? What are you going to do? Post corner? What do you do? What are you hitting him with to get a touchdown grab if he's
matched? Yeah, it's tough because part of me, I know what I wanted to say, but he'll probably kill me for this. I would do a stick nod. Well, the reason he'd kill me for it is because I'd have to take a double move to beat him, you know. But, you know, I think, you know, I love stick nod. I think it's a great play, especially how many times tight ends run stick routes throughout games. I think it's a good changeup. So I would definitely stay stick nod.
What down in distance? We in the red zone?
Red zone. I think it's a good red area. Probably like right at like the anything inside 10. So 10 yard line and then stick nod. Nice thing is you can just throw it up. I put it on his head.
Cause you can kind of post him a little bit, right? You can body him. Right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, no doubt. Of course.
I mean, he's not here to defend himself, but I was like, yep. You know, I gotta see what CJ would say if he's
matched. Oh yeah, no doubt.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. After leaving UK, you went and joined the Giants. I'm gonna be honest. I'm an NFC East, but I'm a Cowboys fan. So
yeah.
How do you think the season's gonna play out for the New York Football Giants this year? What do you think they're gonna do?
I don't know. I mean, they added some great pieces in free agency. I follow them quite a bit. You know, it's cool. Like I grew up a Browns fan from Cleveland, Ohio. But it's cool to have the Giants now. It's kind of like my other team that I focus a lot on. I think Coach Judge, although he was only my coach through like all the way till training camp, year two for me when I was done, he preaches discipline and he preaches, you know, like having a hard nosed football team. Like I really enjoyed my time with him, although it was short lived. Like I can see how they're going to be successful. So I'm excited about, you know, the Giants. Daniel Jones is my guy. So me and him got in the same class, rookie class. Spent a lot of time together in my rookie year with him. So he's a good dude, and he's going to be a good player.
That's cool. Good stuff. And your Browns, man, they, you know, a great run last year. Okay. I don't know if this is a fair question or not, but going into Pittsburgh and stomping the Steelers in the playoffs,
yeah,
and going into Knoxville and stomping Tennessee for the first time since 84, are those equal? Which, I mean,
oh,
which
that's tough. That's so hard. I am a Browns homer, but you know, I never put the Browns jersey on. I put the Kentucky jersey on, so I'd say the Kentucky one.
Yeah, yeah. And there's, you know, Slarm's last game, and
to no doubt, yeah, it was awesome game. Yeah, it meant so much to him. So, I mean, he's, yeah.
And for me, I grew up on where Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia all come together. So went to school with Tennessee fans. You got some teachers in school that like Tennessee. So for you guys to go in there and just, yo, that was it was amazing. So for sure. CJ Mack, I got to tell you real quick, too, about a quick sponsor for the podcast is La Terrain Watches. They make watches, accessories for men and women. They got tons of different styles. You go to LaTerrain.com. You can click on the chat. The owner, Dave, will actually respond back to you if you have any questions. LaTourain.com. Dressing up, casual. If you just don't want to look at your phone for the time, you actually want to have a timepiece on your wrist, you got to check out LaTerrain.com. And for everybody listening, tell them you heard about it on the Believe in Kentucky podcast. We got to get that in and get those guys some love. And you know, they're big blue through and through as well. So LaTerrain.com. And man, I appreciate you hopping on here after practice, you know, hollering at some dude you don't even know, hopping on the podcast and talking a little football, man. I definitely appreciate it. And looking forward to Saturday. No doubt you guys are as well. This one, they're all important, especially in the SEC, but is it safe to say this one's been circled for a little while since what happened last year?
Yeah, it's important, you know, especially losing last year, and it's our first SEC game, and, you know, we want to start out the right way. Got to start this, you know, our SEC schedule the right way, and it's a massive one. There's no doubt.
Would you have been a fan of playing 10 straight SEC games if you were still playing?
No.
Okay.
No. No. I would have been beat up, so no.
Nice, short, and sweet. Man, CJ, thanks so much. Appreciate you taking the time, and it's been a pleasure to chat with you, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you having me.
Yes, sir. It's been that episode of Believe in Kentucky. Y'all check it out on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Check out this episode with CJ Conrad, and we'll hop on here for another episode of Believe in Kentucky next week, presented by Bet Online. Everybody take care.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.